looks like a modern art installation.
Tiny little window.
It looks awesome.
Some crazy inventor.
Cheers in our hot dogs.
Robot rights.
State-of-the-art microwave.
Landlady's put a foot down.
Hot dribble.
I have to just complete
it. I don't even think I can do an hour.
Oh my God. How's that one-arm chair doing?
Very one-armed. I was just deciding whether I wanted the cushion or not.
Why have you only got a one-armed chair?
Because LB fucking broke it.
It was an accident when moving.
Oh dear. And that's irreparable.
Yeah.
Unlucky.
But I have had a brainwave that I'm just going to take the other arm off.
And just have it as a normal chair?
Yeah.
That's quite a brainwave.
Well, I was in the market to buy a fucking really expensive new one, and I thought, hang on a sec, I could just take the other arm off.
I've got a soldering iron. I could solder that back on.
I don't think soldering would do it.
I've got a soldering iron. You know.
Maybe if you're welding it.
It's a beastie soldering iron.
I know, but solder itself isn't that strong, is it?
Yeah, but like, what if I put LB, like,
you've broken your legs in the past. Have you not got any crutches? Rich could just have a crutch on each arm. And like leave them attached to your arms while you're working. So yeah, anytime you can just put your arms down. I have no arms on my chair either. I don't need them.
Ironically, they're usually always rested on the desk, so they're in the way, if anything.
Yeah, I don't need arms.
No, I need an arm.
Yeah, just the one? Why don't you and Rich swap chairs?
Mate, this one's the little levers bust, so you just sometimes ping back.
Yeah, I'm not keen when the levers bust. I had one that busts so it was up. You know how you can press it and you go down? Mine was fully up the whole time, so I was always on tiptoes. Right, anyway, I suppose we should start a podcast, boys. Now then, thanks for joining us. This is the VHBBB podcast with me, Van Himmel, and the Babbling Bell Brothers, Luke and Rich. Everybody's here. What are we doing? Apart from sweating?
Sweating.
Just sweating.
That's it. It's just, that's all that's happening.
It's always comes around. We don't mind it. We do live in this hot.
I have a t-shirt change before pod.
I mean, you could have just left it off. We want to complain.
Oh, but sweaty mesh chair, innit? Sweaty mesh.
Oh, have you got a mesh back?
Yeah, mesh back.
Ooh. Put a fan behind you and you get the full effect, yeah?
Breathable.
Yeah, it's breathable. But top.
Where'd you get this chair from, mate?
I've had this chair for like 15 years.
Have you?
Wow. Bloody hell. Yeah. Anything so special about it apart from the mesh back?
No.
And the broken button?
It's proper bust. And you know what, like, I sit in this thing every day and have done for like the last 3 years post-COVID. I can't believe I'm still sat in this crap chair.
I suppose you do get used to a chair. I always remember my dad had his chair that for years and years at my old house, he used to just sit in it all the time. And I think a lot of people have a chair, don't they? And if someone sits in your chair, they put it out of line. It's like, I've got my bum crease right where I want it. So
do you guys have positions in your house of like, do you have a side of the sofa that you sit on? Or
Yeah. But like in this house, so I sit on the right-hand side of the sofa.
Same.
When there's two of us on the couch. But when Gemma's not there, I'll sort of sit right in the middle of it. So I've got surface area on both sides to put my phone on one side, TV remote on the other side. Yeah. Bed, the same, but I'm in the same side always, every night.
Okay.
The underside.
when we were in the old house, I would sit on the right hand side, Holly B would sit on the left. Now we've moved it in this house, we swapped.
Oh. Any particular reason? Is it like closest to the telly, closest to the kitchen? Toilet?
I think because we've got Pops, Holly's got like a little fucking baby command centre full of nappies and all that sort of shit. And that's tucks much neater on the left-hand side. But it is weird because I'd spent 6 years sat on that side of the couch.
Yeah, when you talk, you slightly turn your head to the left or to the right, and now it's the other way.
And I'm on a much plumper cushion now because I definitely weighed a lot more. So I was knacking the other cushion out, so I'm on a fresh one.
I suppose there's lots of little things that you wouldn't notice, like when you then put your cup of tea down.
Yeah, mate. It's
you're constantly now picking it up with the other hand, especially with you, because you're like left-handed, aren't you, as well? Mm. LB, what about you? You're dominating. You sit wherever you want.
No, I'm right-hand side. Right-hand on the bed, right-hand on the sofa.
Yeah. See, the bed one was always... I always like to sleep closest to the door to be a protective man. If an intruder comes in, I'm there. I'm the first one that gets to knock him out rather than me get stabbed. But now I'm just wherever. I go wherever I'm put. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, I'm same side on the bed, same side. I just had to do that mentally. Lay down in the other house and check.
There's something, Rich. Your studio. Lovely, lovely studio that you're in. There's something, when I saw it from another angle, I think it was in your video the other day.
Yeah.
The weird thing for me, so many things of yours, your belongings, that I'm used to seeing in a house with you, surrounded by you, and now they're not in your house. Yeah. They're separate, and it feels like a whole separate thing. It's weird. Does it feel like that to you? These are things that when you're in the house, you're like, oh, I need my... Oh. It's in the studio. I'll have to go to the studio.
No, because I'm always in here, mate.
You've moved in, yeah.
I've had to get a few things, tape measures, because I do have my ones and stuff.
You like to keep one in there now, as well. Yeah,
for like thinking about measuring stuff for work or whatever I'm doing. But generally speaking, there's not been many instances where I'm like, right, I better pop down the studio and get that.
Does it feel more like you've taken your, I don't want to say lads stuff because it's not necessarily lads, but your own personal little gadgets and that potentially were just loitered around the house, and now you've got them in your own space? Is Holly happier?
No, I've still got, mate, the front room's stacked with like street photography books and PlayStation controllers, cameras everywhere. No, I think what it has meant that like I can finally have a specific collection of stuff like in one spot, the order I want it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Keep a hobby all together. Where's all your painting stuff for your little models?
In one of these little cabbies here.
Oh, nice.
But I didn't take too much so that I still have room to like fill it out. I didn't want it to like be done so and then be like, oh God, it feels a bit like I've completed this, there's no room to grow.
Because completed your room.
Most of these cabinets and that are all empty. But yeah, basically anything that I had on the third floor is in here.
Okay. So you have moved your studio in there, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. Plus like a few optional extras that I thought, actually, that'd look sweeter on the shelf.
Now, LB, something that sits outside your garden kitchen studio that you mentioned on the last pod. Give me the update. How's Goz doing?
Goz received an email the other day going, where is my oven?
You said that to them?
Yeah.
I was going to say, where is it, man?
So they came, they took 3 weeks. 3 weeks on Wednesday, and they said it would be back within 2 to 3.
Oh, mate. And this is prime time, Goz time.
Isn't it?
Goz unlimited.
Well, I suppose it's a bit hot to be out there gozzing today, maybe. I mean, does it get really hot when you stood next to it?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's best off back at Gosney HQ for another week.
They're all cooking pizzas on it.
But is it fixed? Do you know if it's fixed or anything?
I don't know. She's emailed the team that are fixing it to say when's it.
They need a whole team. Well, I could have done it with a bit of poly filler. Like
a couple of them replacing that big old stone.
Bloody hell. Well, I had a couple of men in the house this week. What men have you had in your house?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was something where... Moving into this house, the stairs are really steep, and going up, there was no banister. And I was thinking, do I need a banister? I suppose so, because it's a rented accommodation. It's like you'd ask the landlord, don't you? You don't just put a banister up. It takes 2 weeks for the landlord to finally send someone round to measure the banister. I could have done that. I could have, just by eye, said 2.5 metres done. And I could have went to the shop, bought it as well, because it took another week for the guy to come back out and fit it. And he looked pissed off doing it. He was sort of like, I guess, yeah. It was basically 4 screws. That's all it was. He held it up against the wall and put 4 screws in. Didn't paint it, didn't sand it. It's still there waiting to be done. And I'm thinking, do I just do that? Or again, do I have to wait for the landlord to come and do it? But anyway, I've got a banister, so at least it's no falling down the stairs now. Any new things in your houses? Now that the studio's done out, RB, is that's it done in the... You're done for a while.
I've been decorating Pop's room.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, built a special baby things.
But I started it, and then it got as hot as it did. And I'm like, this is not Saturdays in the sunshine. Like, I feel like, you know, you've been grounded. Like, you can see all the kids playing out, and I'm in there just fucking sweating. So I had to put a pin in.
But that's the next thing.
Yeah.
Pop's room. Was our Harry's Beer's room all finished?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Good.
And then once Pops is done, 2024, mate. Ask me then. As in, like, well, I ain't doing any more decorating. Or
That's it, yeah. That's it, you're done. Okay. LB?
I took a very large delivery of some decking.
Oh. Is this to have new decking or replace old decking?
Replace old decking.
Right.
So the decking at the back of our house, it's 12 metres by 4 metres.
Yeah.
Fairly big.
Is it a rectangular shape?
Yes, rectangular.
That's right, easier to learn.
When you say that, I've got to do a very specific type of pattern, apparently, so it might be a little bit more difficult. Than
according to who? Mentioned. Can't you just do whatever pattern you want?
No, I've got to have a very precise pattern. So okay. I'm doing
landlord
that.
Landlord told him.
Landlords.
Landlady.
Landlady's put a foot down. Because I don't really want any joins in it, is the way that I would like it.
Yeah, fair enough. But so, water still can get through it, though, yeah?
Yeah. So yeah, I've got loads of that. It looks well good. So I'm excited to lay that. I've got to go get the stuff to do the base weekend.
And you are doing it all yourself? No men in your house?
No men round. Maybe roping Steve Bell creates.
Oh, yeah.
If he's listening.
He'll love that.
A little invite to come help me do a bit of decking. So yeah, but similar to Rich, I'm sort of excited to do it, but at the same time, it's going to be well out laying this decking if it's like this.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Tops off decking. So, that's what our new company's called.
On update, RB versus the garden.
Oh, yeah. What's happening with it?
Well, obviously, I've expressed my uninterest in being green-fingered.
Yeah.
I've been pretty good at keeping on top of it. Like, this grass shit grows well fast. Like,
oh, yes.
Trim me front edge again.
Yeah. Have you got a strimmer as well?
Yeah, for the edges? Strimmed the fuck out of it, mate. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the top.
Sweet.
Yeah, love that. That's actually quite fun because like it's just like well destructive.
Yeah, man.
So I enjoyed that. The weeding and that, boring as. Strimmer, hate that. I hate streaming.
Again, with the weeding, it's one of them things, if you put in the big effort at the beginning and put down all the special stuff and all that jazz, you can eliminate the effort quite a lot.
At the back of my garden, like, the people that lived here before clearly done fuck all because they were like, it's like, was Jurassic Park back there. But I've sorted all that now. But
good.
I roped Harry Bean because we've got a big-ass tree and there's just leaves everywhere all the fucking time. And obviously because it's been well hot, lots more leaves have been falling off.
Yeah.
So Sunday.
So what, sweeping them up, raking?
Sweeping off the patio area because we've got like nice patio furniture out there, full on Love Island vibes on the deck, on the terrace. So
what, like big moulded bright pink furniture?
Yeah, stone fire pit. No, just like nice outdoor sofa, little, you know.
Yeah. Cushions? Nice area.
Cushions, all of that, shenanigans.
Yeah.
I nearly called it tombola. What is that? Parasol. Tombola out there. So I said to Harry, before we like have a barbecue and that on Sunday, let's sweep up all the leaves. And I give him his old curtain pole. I smashed a massive nail into the end of it. So he had like a spike to stab all the ones off the garden.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that'll be quite fun, clever. Like, stab all them. Like, you know, you enjoy
it. And at the same time, he's aerating the lawn, which is a very good thing for the lawn.
So we did all that Sunday. It was baking hot. I was like, mate, it looks awesome, doesn't it? He's like, actually, yeah, it does. Like, we proper cleaned so many, man. Like, the wheelie bin was full. Barbecue Sunday, love and life. Like, cheers in our hot dogs. Like, yeah, get in. Monday, massive fucking storm in it. Wads of leaves knocked out. It's worse than it was before we started.
Like, and this is the spring still. Wait till bloody autumn, man.
Mate, yeah, but we're not sat out in autumn. Like, who gives a shit? Do you know what I mean?
But yeah, like, yeah, it's everywhere then.
But he's like, I'm not doing that again. I'm not doing that again. It's like, mate, it's like we didn't even do it. It's everywhere. I can't. I was in here at work and I looked and I was like, no. And then it was getting more stormy and they were just all flying around. I was like, he's gonna flip when he gets home from school.
Harry just looking out the window all forlorn, a tear dropping down his face.
Yeah, he's
fuming. You can get these tools. It's like a big clasper that you clasps up all the leaves. They're quite good and they're not very expensive. Maybe look at
you
one of them.
Get a leaf blower. Get yourself like one of them leaf suckers.
No, but the thing is, in this country, you need it to have been dry for a week for them to fly. If there's any wet on them leaves, they just go flap and just stick together in a clump.
No, man, the old nail on the pole was class.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds good. I like that. I like that. One of our friends has been doing a bit of home improvements. Don't know if you've seen this. Just sent you a quick photo. Do you recognise that door? I think, LB, you've been there.
I've seen the words.
Yeah. That's Titch's house. You remember on this pod, maybe a year or two ago, when he had to break into his own house via the back door?
Yeah.
Well, this time he's broken in via the front. Massive window next to the front. And it's because he said his key broke in the lock. And I was like, why didn't you go around the back? He's like, well, when I broke the back last time, I got security windows put in so they can't be smashed. So he blocked himself out of his own house. So he had to go in through the front. But bloody hell, man. Like, how many windows have you smashed since you've owned a house?
None.
None? Do you plan to?
No.
I can't believe, right, whole photo, that the fact that the door has glass in it, and he could have just smashed one of them tiny little panes.
Yeah.
Tiny little window. Yeah, he smashed the big, massive glass window.
It's almost as big as a door.
Yeah.
I'm just sort of investigating. Is that like a shoe with a dog lead in it on that little top as well, like and a tape measure? It's very correct. It sort of looks like a modern art installation. It looks like something Homer Simpson would do in the fucking Simpsons.
Just the fact it's so big next to the door, which has such little glass on it.
It must have made...
Or just like, do you know what? Instead of smashing the glass, I'll just boot that little bit of plywood in at the bottom of the door.
Yeah. Or just the door itself, you could probably just boot in.
Regardless, bit of plywood on the bottom looks so like flimsy.
You're going to replace one bit of wood or a whole massive giant piece of glass.
He texted me the other day actually saying, I was like, how's the kitchen going? He's like, well, I've paused on that because I'm fixing the front door. I'm getting a new front door fitted. He didn't mention the fact that he'd smashed it in.
There we are. Idiot.
Mate, I can see glass on the up to the third step in the background.
He proper went for it. He just ran and jumped through the window. Oh, dear.
Didn't the last time he smashed his back door in, the police come round because they thought he was getting robbed.
Yep, and this time you think even more. If they see him going in through the front, the whole street can see.
Mate, imagine seeing somebody go walking back down their drive to take a run up to run and just leap through the front room. The front window.
Do you right, mate? Just trying to chat to him just as he's coming out. Oh, you can't stop. Busy.
Anyone else, right, would have just rang a locksmith and gone, that's 50 quid, please, mate.
Oh, I don't know about 50 quid. Locksmiths can be pricey, man. I definitely would have smashed a window, but one of them tiny little 4x4-inch ones.
Locksmiths can be pricey.
Not the titch-sized.
Fitting a whole double door, more expensive.
Priceless.
Just having someone come round and go, you're going to have to replace the whole thing.
Oh, what?
Mate, I just want to imagine him going to bed that night and just pulling that curtain over.
This will stop him.
See you tomorrow.
From this very thin, broken pane of glass, I was actually stood hundreds of feet up in the air on a thick piece of glass. One of them special ones that you stand on to look down from a height. I was up the Spinnaker Tower. You ever heard of that?
Yep.
Yeah, I went up the top. My mum and dad came to visit. My mum was very willing. My dad stayed at the bottom. He didn't care. He didn't like heights. My mum went up, had a bit of munch and a drink up there as well. But yeah, a giant big bit that you walk on that's just glass. And I thought that's quite good. I didn't mind. I went straight on it and then realised, as everyone else was on it, was barefoot or in socks. You weren't supposed to wear shoes. So I really jumped back off it. And then I couldn't be asked taking my shoes off, so I left it. But it was very nice. I like being up high. What's the highest you've ever been, apart from an aeroplane?
The Burj Khalifa.
Oh, was that the tallest in the world, and now it's not, or it still is?
I don't know these days, but yeah, that was the...
Did you go up as high as you can go in it?
Yeah.
Sweet, man.
Yes, that was me tallest.
Did we go up the CN Tower?
Yeah.
Where's that?
I think in Canada.
Yeah. Mm.
The good thing was, as we went up the stairs in this Spinnaker Tower, as you go up, on the steps itself were other landmarks saying, well, this step you've hit here, that was the Empire State Building or whatever. You've just passed Eiffel Tower, that sort of thing. I thought was quite good.
Yeah, still the tallest, mate.
Still the tallest. Nice.
Just fact checked.
Nice. And how much can you see from up there? Is it clouds or you can... Everything is just so small.
It looks like you're looking at Google Maps.
Ah.
Do you know, like... That's street, interesting. Like aerial view.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It satellite.
Just looks like that. It was really sweet. Clear when I went because it was like proper middle of summer. But
Located in the middle of a city or is it next to the sea?
In the middle of the city.
It's in the city, yeah.
Yeah. It's got like a big water feature around it. Like there's lots of water around it, but it's not very deep water though. It's just like for a bit like a Disneyland pond sort of thing.
Yeah, just for effect. A bit of reflection.
Yeah, and they do all.
Oh, they do sprays as well.
Oh man,
fountain sprays,
huge ones.
Mm.
Huge.
I like that. I went to that. I went to London the other day, the capital city. Got a train booked. Went to get on the train, and because of this bloody heat lately, all the trains were pretty much stopping, cancelling halfway through. Ended up going to about four different random fuck stations. Eventually made it to London, but about 2 hours after I was supposed to get there, went to do a You know, like you can claim your money back.
Mm-hmm.
Did that, and after the admin fees and everything, I ended up with like £4 back. All that inconvenience. I thought they were trying to sort people out these days. But the reason I went to London, I had 2 points of call. One.
Can we guess them?
Go on then, guess one.
To go to the Luke Bros new
convenience store, yes.
Convenience store.
That is one of them. My lovely Chinese-Irish cousins have opened up their own Asian supermarket with a bit of real munch in there as well, dumplings and soup and lao mein. Oh, it was very good, very tasty, and I'm proud of them boys.
Look good. Dumplings look good.
The dumplings are good. They gave away 300 dumplings that day, all for free.
Yeah.
And next door to it is a really cool place. It's called Slice Society maybe, and they just sell pizza by the slice, which I'm always down for. And it was so nice, crisp bottom. When I folded it in half, it just went to snap, but didn't quite make it. Lovely. Ooh, curly, curly pepperoni, praising itself up to the sun. Yum. Right, what do you reckon the other thing I did in ye old London town?
Some sort of casting for a movie.
I wish. Although I've got something similar to that coming up very shortly. Basically, at Instagram that very morning, before I went to London, I spotted it. It was an arcade, and I like arcade machines, playing on arcades. These are all homemade machines. Some crazy inventor made his own machines.
I've seen this.
Yeah, it's
called... Seen someone else that went there.
It's called the Novelty Automation. And you go in, I give the guy a tenner, he gives you loads of little coins and stuff, tokens. Put them in these random fucking machines. One of them, Gemma, put a hand in through a cage. There's a big, massive dog in there, fake, robotic dog. And you put your hand in, it says, how long can you press this button for? So you press the button and the dog starts barking, growling right near your hand. You're like, fucking hell, is it going to bite me or something? And then it starts dribbling, hot dribble, onto your hand while you're still pressing this button down. Hot dribble was coming out of a robot dog's mouth onto your hand to try and make you let go of the button. Weird things like that. This is the style of this arcade. One of them, actually quite good, it was a photo booth. You go in, sit down in the photo booth. We did it as a couple. Sat there, the first one, smile, you do a little smile, and then it shines the brightest flash, like the whole entire thing is full on, so you're going, ah! And then it takes another photo. And then you sat there and it's like, okay, ready for the next one. 3, 2. And before one comes, the chair drops by about a foot. So you're fucking falling down. And then the final one, it just said something like, do whatever else for your photo. When you get your photos back out the side of the machine when you leave, the final one, it says alternative version of you. And I'm looking at it and it wasn't us. I was like, is AI, like, is it a filter or something? So no, it's definitely not us, but they're in the same position, two people sat next to each other. As we're walking around the arcade later, we spot the two people. And what it does is it, the final photo just puts the people that were in the machine before you, one of their photos on yours. So whoever went in after us would have got a photograph of us as their final one. I was like, ah, that's quite good. But very good crazy inventions. I'm trying to think if there's any others really weird ones. There was one, it was called, what do they call it when you get patted down by a security guard?
Frisked.
It was the frisk machine. You put your money in, and there's these two big, giant rubber gloves, like big, long, thick rubber gloves that fill up with air, and they move up and down your body, frisking you. Okay? And I was like, this is all right. This is, you know, okay. I was a bit skinny. It didn't quite make contact with my skinny frame. A little sort of noise from down below near my crotch region. So I looked down, and as I looked down, by looking, I get closer to it. And a fucking fist comes out and punches me straight in the knob. I totally wasn't expecting it. I was just, what the fuck? I had not seen anyone else on the machine beforehand to know that that's what it did. So it was a bit of a shock to the cock. But I recommend everyone should go there. Novelty Automation. Check out their Insta. Although don't check out too much because you will get spoilers if you're going to go.
Punched in the knob.
Yeah. There was another one, actually, a really good one. Dead simple. It was called the eclipse machine or something like that, the solar eclipse. You go in, sit in it.
Punches you in the car.
Punches you in the arse.
No, you just did a small little box and you look up and you can see the sky as if you're looking through a skylight. And then it's cloudy, nice sky. No, luckily there was no violence in this one. It just basically this a little bit of machinery blocks out the sun, and eventually you're sat in total darkness. That's it. You paid money to go into a room that got darker. I loved it. I loved all of it. I'd love to go again. I forgot to say this earlier, actually, when you were talking about the garden.
Yeah.
Remember me mentioning the other week about my hate for snails at the moment?
Yeah.
I think I said to you, Robbie. Well, they ate pretty much everything. All the plants I spent all that money on, they killed it all. So when my folks were down, I got my dad to drive me to the garden centre. And specifically, I was looking for plants that snails don't like. And that now is what the garden is full of. All the stuff they don't like that still looks kind of pretty.
Looking full of cactus.
Just cactuses everywhere. Cacti. No, but the snails are still around. I've still seen them. Just, they haven't got as much to eat now. Although, I did make a mistake. I bought a strawberry plant and it had a big, giant, juicy strawberry. And I was watching it as it got more. I was like, tomorrow is harvest day. I'm going to have that strawberry tomorrow. And it was gone the next day. Just a tiny little stalk. Oh, well. Oh, well. Talked a lot lately about AI stuff on the pod. And I believe just the other week we talked about, was it AISIS, the Oasis version? Mm-hmm. Have you seen in the news the latest big band to use AI? Seen this?
Nope.
The Beatles are coming back for one more single, the final Beatles single, as in the last ever Beatles single that they're going to do. They're releasing it later this year. And it's one, it's not like with the Oasis thing where someone's written a song and tried to make it sound like it's them. This is actually McCartney and Ringo putting it together. Obviously, they'll have George stuff on there as well. I think what it is there was a session. Remember the anthology series?
Mm-hmm.
And the three of them started doing other stuff. They did that. What was that other song? Was it What Is Love or something?
Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah.
So they'd done it at the same sort of time. And supposedly this song is one. When George, when John died, in his will, he left a tape cassette for Paul. And it was just a song that he wrote for him. Just a demo on a piano, just basically saying, you know, this is it. Because obviously they'd had made up, but not fully. They weren't best mates anymore, were they?
Yeah.
And it was him just saying, just, you know, I still think of you, we're still mates, all that sort of thing, which was quite nice.
Yeah.
But the quality was so bad. And so at the time when they were doing the anthology series, Paul was dead on, like, let's get this song out. And George was the one that put his foot down and said, the quality of John's voice is just so bad that we can't use it. I mean, like, we can't put our name to that. But now, with that Peter Jackson technology that they use for Get Back documentary, they've managed to clean up John's audio so well that it sounds like he's just there singing it. So now they're going to be mixing the song, getting it ready, and they're going to be releasing it as a Beatles song.
Wow.
And if it gets to number one, that'll be their 21st number one.
Wowza.
Yeah. But how do you feel about that? What do you think?
If John then give him it and said, do something with it.
Oh, yeah.
Then yeah. He's doing something with it.
That's and it. It's I mean, not, they had to ask permission from Yoko and George Harrison's estate as well.
It's not like they were all just like, yeah.
Make yeah, exactly. Yeah, they definitely don't need the money. It's not for
I think as it's an enhancement of something existing, if it was words and they were using just AI to generate his voice, then I think that's different. You know, like exactly. If it was...
I think the way the news headlines were, that's what everyone's going to be thinking, like, Beatles use AI for a song. It's like, oh. But no, it's just they've just cleaned it up, that's all.
Yeah. But I reckon in that case, I think that's cool.
I mean, the fact is, if they're still alive, obviously the Beatles aren't together.
Yeah.
But while they're alive, I'd be like, is there anything else we can do for you? Just like any other bits you want to hear that we never got around to doing?
It's like, you know? It's no different than say they were going to have a new big Beatles artwork somewhere and the photo was a bit dodgy quality that you would clean it up in Photoshop.
Yeah, exactly.
That's...
Yeah.
So no, I reckon that's fine. I mean, I endorse it. Tell Paul, it's all right, mate.
I'll have a word with old Macca. Speaking of Photoshop there, though, today I downloaded the new Photoshop beta.
It's great, isn't it?
It's not too bad. I've made quite a few enhancements to some photos, mainly just where I've got a very small photo and I've made it into a proper big photo now by just getting it to add more stuff in. But yeah, it's bloody good, man. I'll be definitely doing some more stuff in there, having a few practices, see what we can create.
I think one of the funniest I've seen with that is, do you know, like, meme images?
Yeah, what, like with the text at the top and the bottom?
No, like the girl, the dude walking with the girl and him looking back.
They're looking back, yeah.
I've seen, and there's like, I can't remember, there's a dude, he's got receding hair, he's pulling like a weird grimace sort of face.
Okay.
He's like well famous meme. Anyway, they've like used it to make those meme frames bigger. And they are actually like well funny where it's just like, classic memes.
What could be going on?
Yeah, that have just been expanded beyond the frame.
I saw a good one today. It was, I'm not sure the porn star's name, but it was basically a porn star sat looking down and two guys either side of her looking down as well. So it's like, they've obviously just cropped off them whacking each other off or whatever they're doing. And AI has made it into as if they're sat at a big fancy restaurant eating a meal and they're all looking down at the plates and stuff. I was like, that's quite good.
Right, okay, one second. I'm just going to send something to your screen because you might as well enjoy this and you'll see the guy. I mean, I think it looks dated already, its style. Like,
wow.
It's got such a signature look that, like, I've seen my Twitter, because I've, like, looked at loads of it on Twitter.
Yeah.
I've seen so much of it that I can tell instantly, like, what an AI image looks like. Like, the weird sort of smoothing to it that it's just like...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I can tell it straight away, and it's like, it's got such a 2023 look about it that I can... Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think you've definitely got a... You can't just rely on it to make the image. You still have to go in and do stuff to take away a few of those bits that you're talking about.
There's just summit. Like,
That is good, though. Wow. Mm. I wonder if the one with the guy and his girl looking back at the other girl.
Yeah.
I wonder if AI could have recognised the street they're on, even.
Yeah.
Like, how close is that to the street they're on?
So, that is a stock photograph.
Yeah.
And there is more of the stock photograph. I know.
Okay.
But like, her feet are weird in that picture and stuff. Mate, there is a... How crazy is this? This dude has built a camera, right?
Okay. digital camera.
Yeah, I'm going to send this to your screen as well. I'll explain it and then I'll let you see it. The front of the face of it...
Lens?
Right. Looks only what I can describe like a mole's face. You know, where they've got the little...
Quite shoved up and
the little
eyes
weird,
closed.
Weird little like crabby claws.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah. I thought you said their face.
Yeah, well, no, that little... Yeah, you know, the mouthy bit. Where it's got like the weird little clawy bits, right? It has no viewfinder.
Ooh.
But it has a...
Well, you just snap.
It has a built-in GPS. And it has three different dials on it. And you can choose... And it creates... between the three dials, it knows your GPS location of where the camera is held. Its height and position.
Mm. Yeah.
The three dials choose... how close to reality you want it, time of day, and I can't remember what the third one is, and you click it in the location, and because GPS, it knows what you're pointing at, it will AI generate a picture of where you are.
Where does it send the picture? Just to your phone or whatever?
To the screen of the camera.
Oh, it does have a screen. Yeah, no viewfinder, but it does have a screen.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it is pretty mental.
What are the results like? Whoa, that camera looks weird. So what are all those bits on it, the spikes? Is that for receiving GPS?
Yeah.
That's like aerials.
Yeah. So if you watch the little video on the... There's like a little Twitter thing.
Yeah.
Can you see like you're dialing?
Yeah, he's twiddling.
And then it makes the photograph and then he pulls it up and you'll see.
So what's the meters? How far away from you want to take a photo?
Yeah. Oh, like how much of the scene you want it to be in? Yeah.
Fuck, and it just makes an image.
Based on other images it's seen of that.
The only thing is, obviously, I'm seeing it here, but is it actually real?
Yeah, it's real.
It definitely is real.
Yeah, yeah, like the dude's like talked about all the like open source shit he's used to like make it. Like,
wow.
If you go click on it, I'll send you his website and you can see the other pictures he's took with it. I say pictures he's took with it.
Because the thing is, obviously, it's just locational. You can't take a photo and then all of a sudden there's a person in the photo.
No, it puts people in.
It does.
Yeah, because
it just adds them in.
Because it knows, like, there's one he took in Amsterdam where there's a festival on that day, and it obviously knew at that day there was a festival.
I see it. Yeah, the Orange Day.
Yeah,
thing.
So it knew to make orange people in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's.
Is it always... Wait, you said you can change it from realistic as well?
Yeah, you can, like, crank up the surrealism, I'm pretty certain.
Yeah. Wow. Wow, that's cool. As if you can change the weather as well, everything.
Yeah.
Temperature. Awesome. But that's something to look for.
Pretty weird. I mean, I don't... No. It's sort of like, just do that bit of computer. If you go now, take a picture in it. It's, like, right there.
Bloody hell.
But it's...
That's cool.
It's just... cool concept that somebody did it, but
sick. Do you know another cool concept?
No, go for it.
Get some strong people, give them giant cotton buds and get them to smack each other with them. What am I describing, boys?
Gladiators.
I said the other week it was coming back, and have you seen the lineup now?
No,
they've already started filming. I didn't manage to get tickets, unfortunately, but they're filming it right now.
Yeah.
I mean, pop on the Instagram if you want to see BBC Gladiators. We've got Steel, Fury, Fire, Legend,
Wolf's,
Giant.
Wolf's grandson.
No, he didn't make it. He didn't make the team. We've got Nitro, Diamond, Saber, Dynamite, Apollo, Comet, Electro, Viper, Athena, Phantom, and Bionic. Bionic looks so weird, man. Hello. Check out my pecs. So these guys are out there smashing each other up, probably right now as I speak.
With a pugil stick.
Up in Sheffield. Is that what you call it?
That's what they called it in the show.
Pugil stick. Yeah.
Ah, I did not know that. What does pugil mean?
I don't know. I don't even know how it was spelled.
How do you spell it?
Pugil.
I'd say P-U-G-I-L. A pugil. Something to do with boxing. A person that practices boxing. And it is a pugil stick, P-U-G-I-L.
So it was used since the 1940s by the military personnel in training for rifle and bayonet combat.
But forever we'll know it as...
Yeah, the thing
gladiator,
the cotton buds.
Giant cotton buds on stick.
that you've got to stand on a 2 meter platform.
Look at the state of this guy, man. Way too big. Were they that muscly before?
No.
A lot of them are really
muscly. His name is Giant.
I know it's Giant, yeah.
I reckon the one I've always wanted to go of that I reckon looks like it knacked the most is the bike thing. Wait, how did it...
The bike thing?
It's like a hand
Oh,
bike.
Yeah, in the air. Yeah. Monkey bars that you have to pedal with your hands.
Oh, fuck that. While hanging.
That was part of the final
stage,
though, wasn't it? Yeah, and but just before the Travelator.
And some lads would absolutely bez across that.
I always liked the one where you've got like 10 gladiators in a row and you've just got to try and run past them all. What, and they just fucking smash it.
The gauntlet.
Yeah, literally just try and get past these guys. No chance.
And Rhino would always fling you over the side, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, these guys, he looks a bit like a rapper or something.
Is it the same event?
I believe so. They might have added one or two new things in. But look at them big pugil sticks, massive.
There's a pugil sticks on him.
I can't wait for it. But, like I say, I didn't manage to get tickets. I didn't even apply. But something I did apply for... Now this kind of it had been in my... Had you seen it the other week when I was saying I've been watching so many game shows, quiz shows, and the main one being Jeopardy. Have you ever watched Jeopardy?
No, never.
But you know what it is, because it's always mentioned in films and stuff and all that. Big pop culture thing. You can't really watch it in the UK anywhere. There's no official place to watch it. So every day, though, it is posted on YouTube unofficially. And sit and watch it, love it. I thought to myself, why have they never done it in the UK? Like, this should totally fit in the UK. We love quiz shows. Checked, it had been done in the UK in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
It just was crap in comparison. It was so low budget. Basically, the American ones, if you know, you get 100 quid for the first set of questions, and it goes up to a 500. Then the second round, it's 200, goes up to a grand.
Yeah.
So there's quite a good bit of money. I'd say on average, if you do well, you'll get about 20 grand in a show, each person. That's like a good round. The UK one, fiver. No shit. And it was the 90s, so I was like, inflation, but I was like, no, because this still lasts nothing. You win a fucking fiver. But the English one did have prizes, so the American one, you just get the cash. The English one, you also won a cordless phone.
A couple of spatulas,
cordless phone, state-of-the-art microwave,
and £5. Nokia 3210.
So I watched a few episodes of the English one. It was shit, but at least there was a couple of questions more targeted towards England, because the American one, when it's like politics and economics, it's like, oh, I just don't know enough about the American shit. It's coming to England later this year. It's coming back with a force. Stephen Fry is the host.
Is he?
ITV. Applications in. I think, though, when I applied, it had already maybe closed, but it still let me do it. I'm definitely going to get tickets to go and watch it, but fuck, yeah. I love Jeopardy, man, and it's coming. It's coming back. Oh.
As if you got into it just as it was coming back.
I know. Well, I've always liked the show whenever I've seen it occasionally, but the watching it hardcore,
just in time.
But I've been watching everything to do with it. So there's normal Jeopardy. There's also Jeopardy Celebrity. There's Jeopardy Masters, where all the winners come back to fight. And the other day, there's a guy called Ken Jennings. In the world of Jeopardy, he is number one. If you win the day's show, you come back the next day. He was on it for 74 days in a row. Every time he'd win. And he was amazing. He is now like one of the hosts of it as well. He does that. Like, if the main host can't come in, he'll fill in. He did a special Jeopardy match where it was him and another really clever guy versus Winston. And Winston is an AI bot.
Right.
Not connected to the internet, so they had to put all the information into it first, onto servers, as much information as they could. And then he had to learn over like 3 years how to answer the Jeopardy questions, because they're very specifically worded questions to try and trick you out.
Mm-hmm.
And he fucking won. He smashed Ken Jennings, the best guy at it, and these others. This robot's awesome, man. Like, obviously it's a robot, we know it kind of should be, but designed by IBM, and I'm hoping to see him back again soon, because that was quite a few years ago that they did that. Now that AI is getting better, maybe people are at home building these robots to try and enter them into competitions. I don't know when will that be allowed, when the robots get rights. It's coming soon, baby. It's coming soon.
Robot rights.
Robot rights. I'm just going to give you one last thing, even though I know you boys probably don't care too much. But I've had a new snack in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah?
Crab donuts.
Ooh. No.
I know you boys ain't into the fishy side. Leave it crabs, you know. It's not like your typical donut. It wasn't a Krispy Kreme. Krispy Kreme. It was just a bit of crab meat mixed with some...
It was a Krabby Kreme.
Whatever it was bloody lovely. And I'm going to have it again. Just basically like a crab ball with a bit of flour, so it was more donut-y or doughy.
Were they sweet?
No. It was a savoury item. Had it instead of fish and chips. Quickly, before we move on, anyone else had any nice food this week?
I made tacos for me tea, which was very...
Did you?
Yeah, it was very good.
Very nice.
With some pulled chicken, actually.
Oh,
nice.
I had a lamb burger.
Did you?
Yeah, lamb burger with a bit of tandoori sauce on. Oof, a nice brioche bun. It was lovely. Right, regular feature. What you been bloody watching, boys? Have you seen it?
Have you seen it? I've been watching. I'll fucking jump straight in there. Boom. I've watched zero episodes of any television.
Wow.
I've watched about 20 minutes of a movie that I can't remember the name of on Now TV last night on the couch. That's it. But, plot twist, I've been watching a hell of a lot. A hell of a lot of YouTube. I've been watching so many game conferences. That has been...
Oh, God. I'm intimidated. There's, in the last, because it was only a couple of weeks ago, there was another one.
Yeah.
And another one. This is pure game season. And my feed, I just want to watch a random video of anything.
Yeah.
My subscription feed, I can't, because it's just games. I want to find just someone like trying on, you know, a burger or something.
Yeah.
Eating cereal. No, it's video games, video games, video games. But even though I've not watched anything really, one or two, I've heard that the quality is good.
Chef's kiss.
Are we coming? We're coming up to this. Games are getting good again. Like, this is golden age, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much from September onwards. Just quit your job.
Well, this is the thing. It scares me already because I still can't complete games I've been playing for months and months. It takes so long in adult life
to get games done. It's...
And I don't have a baby.
Yeah, that's it, man. No, it's been fantastic. So many good presentations, so many terrible ones. Like, oh my God, mate. Capcom's was actually one of the best 40-minute comedy specials I've ever watched in my life.
What sort of games are Capcom bringing out these days? Street Fighter?
Mate, it's not the game. It's like the production value of the digital conference. Like, they are not in a stage anywhere or anything, right?
Right.
There is just dudes filmed on green screens that, like... Yeah. Are so badly cut out, don't know where they're looking, like, this game's big behind them, they had, like, terrible viewpoints, it's just like, oh my...
Is it each studio doing their own presentation?
Yeah. So,
alright.
So, there was Summer Games Fest opening night, which is the, like, big main one.
Yeah.
Lots of big, like, the big hitters go there. Then there was PlayStation, then Xbox, then Ubisoft, then Capcom, then Devolver. Yeah. And a PC one.
How was Devolver's? Because they're usually a really good quality. Yeah, that was
so
good.
So fucking good, mate.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, man. And a Hyper Light Breaker. Don't even get me started, bro.
So Capcom, the other end of the scale compared to Devolver.
Yeah. And right. I tell you what, old Xbox, 10 out of 10, mate. They stole the show.
I've heard.
100%.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was great. If you're into games, it was like...
Oh, yes.
Telly Christmas.
Sweet. Yeah. I'll get watching it. I'll get watching. Awesome.
And to end, old Starfield, mate. Bloody.
Yeah, I don't know anything really about this game. Every time anything's come up before in the past, I've always ignored it because I think that's not for me.
Yeah.
But now that everyone's buzzing, I'll jump on the bandwagon.
And what was great and like was mad is, so Xbox's show was like 50 minutes, I'd say. And they showed a new Star Wars game that looked pretty cool. Like, lots of good stuff. Like, game after game was great. And, like, this is so slickly made. Like, what was really cool is, like, after every single game they showed, it said, free on Game Pass. Free on Game Pass. Like, they were just, like, flopping the dick out in it. And they get to the end of 50 minutes and say, oh, my God, this is great. And we haven't seen Starfield yet.
And it's like, okay, let's cut to Tim Cook. What's he? I can't remember the dude, whatever he's called, the main dude that's always chatting about Fallout. Todd Howard is his name.
That's him, Todd.
Yeah. And he says, we've got about an hour of Starfield for you right now.
Ooh.
And I'm like, I've just sat here for 50 minutes, Todd. I don't even think I can do an hour. And I did not want the fucker to end, mate.
Wow.
And that's just watching a game,
yeah,
not playing it.
But it was a documentary about them making it, feature, like everything it can do, and like breaking down, here's 10 minutes of how to build a spaceship, like putting decals on it, making it, all that sort of shit. And like the ships they were making looked awesome. And I was like, yeah, but everyone just wants to make a car, like a Transformer or something, innit? And then they showed you all the mental things that like would break it and how janky it looks, and they like an Optimus Prime lifting off the platform, and like, yeah, you can make that. It was awesome, man. It's so, so great. And
when is it coming out, the old Starfield?
September.
Oh, so it's this year as well. Bloody hell.
6th of September. Free on Game Pass, bro. And only on Xbox, bro. That is what's mad. But yeah.
Oh, blimey.
But no, it was so cool. Like, some of the stuff they've done in it is sick. But yeah.
Sweet.
No, so yeah, that's all I've watched. Games.
Amazing. I've been continuing with my Purge series. Oh, Purge on Sundays. I think I've only got one more to go now. So next week I'll have finished all the Purges. And I really like them. And I only found out yesterday there's actually a Purge TV series as well. I think it might be on Amazon. So potentially.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, there is a thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've seen that on there.
Yeah.
I've not watched it. I've seen the cover.
No, but I am really enjoying the world of The Purge, and I like in the films, because all I do is sit and ask questions the whole way through. I'm just like, but why, and how, well, this, surely this would have happened, and then the next film goes back in time or whatever and answers the question. I'm like, oh yeah, nice, I've got quite a rounded picture of the purging world. Apart from that, I think I mentioned that I'd been watching From by the Lost People, where you can't leave the town. That's good. I'm enjoying that still. And I started another new show. Donald Glover, Childish Gambino. His show, Atlanta, which was out over the last few years. I always big that up. That's really good. His new show is called Swarm. And for a start, it's all filmed on film. Looks really nice. It's done in 4:3 as well, which is quite a strange thing to see. But it feels really nice and natural watching it. It's about, you know, the likes of Beyoncé. She has super fans, people that mortgage their house to go to every one of her gigs and all this, and they'd kill for her. It starts off, this a young girl, and she is one of these super fans, and she has a little website, posts online about stuff. And what I've seen in the first 3 or 4 episodes, anyone who bad mouths the fake Beyonce, this bird just goes and kills them. Somehow she goes and sets up a life near them and then finds them and then kills them, and it's brutal as fuck. And that's not what I expected from the show. I didn't really know what to expect. I just wanted to watch it because I like everyone involved. But it's bloody good.
You don't see the Beyoncé character?
Yeah, you see her. Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah. Like, you don't see her speaking. She's always on a screen or whatever. Or they talk about her or sing her songs. But then at the beginning of each episode, it does say very strongly, like, any, likeness or whatever is meant to be. It says that. You think it's Beyoncé. It is. That's Beyoncé. We just didn't call her Beyonce.
I watched a documentary of it with him recently. He sat in an orange grove and he's talking about making that show.
Oh, making that show, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, because I think Atlanta's done now. He's finished with that.
But
it was brilliant.
Yeah, it was mad. He's talking about being in Star Wars and stuff like that.
Oh, God.
But just like...
one of his down points.
Yeah, like he was just very open about everything, but...
Did he mention Community in it? Because supposedly, before this writer's strike happened, that's going on right now, Community movie was just about to get made.
Yeah, he talks about it in it, yeah.
So he's going to be in it?
Yeah, 100%.
Yay, there we go. Elby, what have you been watching?
So, I've almost finished Ozark.
Ozark.
And
what's that again? That's based on Noah's Ark, but the Bible talk... Isn't it like drug laundering? Drug money laundering?
Money laundering.
Yeah. I remember watching the first episode and that was it.
Yeah. First two seasons, really enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
I now just want it to be over. Which is the way you're just like invested in it. And
is it just the 3 series?
4 seasons.
Oh, God, so you got another one to go after as well.
No, I'm on the fourth season, but like towards the end of the third one, I was like, I'm getting a bit sick of this. But like, do you know where you like, I have to just complete it because otherwise I'll be like, oh, I'll give up after season X. But
yeah, I would have given
up. I'll see it out.
You never know. You never know.
So yeah, been watching that. Bits on the Tube. And then speaking of games, been playing loads of games with RB recently.
The Apexes.
Yeah. Fine. Like, Rich and Wes have played for like many a years. And then I was like, I'll try and learn how to play this.
And you're better than them.
That was it. We've joined ranked.
Yeah.
Ranked player. So you like, ooh, you have to play as a three to play as ranked. LB's best at it.
Hey. Good stuff. Good.
So that's, I'm freaking loving that at the minute.
Does it ever say when you like win a game, does it say you are the Apex legend?
Yeah.
Yeah. You are champions. Yeah. When at the minute you're playing and you get points for like being in certain ranks. So you go from like bronze to, what is it? I don't know what it is in
Masters.
Apex, but Masters.
Predator. Apex Predator.
Predator.
Yeah, if you're the champion, when you drop into the next game, Hemo, all the big banners around the map, you're on them. I do not feel the same way about him. Just watching a bit of telly in the background.
I don't feel the same way about you, mate.
Someone just sent me a video, that's all. I'm watching it. How long does the average match take?
20 minutes, 25 minutes. I'd say, like, it's fairly fast. It's only 60 people. It's not like Call of Duty's only is like 100, isn't it? So it's...
Yeah,
Call
even like Fortnite and all that.
Yeah, no, it's only 60.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Mate. My brain is just... unlocked some stuff that I totally forgot about that we were all really into.
What?
Three words. Mod.
Yeah.
Nation. Racing.
Racing? What about it?
There is a fucking kart racing battle royale.
What? That's already out or
no,
it's coming?
No, it's coming. It's coming out.
Yeah? So what? It's like Mario Kart battle royale.
By some of the people that did mod, 100 races race one. And they keep getting eliminated. I think you play 4 or 5 matches in the till you're down to like just the six of you that would be in a normal Mario Kart map, but from fucking hundreds. And it looks.
Is there weapons?
Yeah, like all just
and drifting.
Yeah, bare drifting, mate.
Loads of drifting.
Loads of drifting. Yeah. But it looked like. Do you know that downhill game we played, the extreme sports game where there would be hundreds of people racing down?
Right, yeah.
It felt like that, but kart racing. Like, do you know how chaotic that was at the beginning? But you would keep getting eliminated down until like the final is the 6 best people have at it. It looks pretty cool. It's free to play, coming out fairly soon.
Free to play as well.
Yeah. Also, that downhill game or whatever that game was, is getting skateboarding added. I saw randomly. What
is the name of that? Riders Republic?
Riders Republic.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Skateboarding. That was one of Ubisoft's things. I was like, I know that name. But yeah. But no, that kart racing thing looked great. I was like, oh, I'm down for a blast on that.
Sweet. I shall check into it. Crab Nation.
Crab Nation. Mod Nation.
They were good. I just saw my crab balls.
I see crab. I say crab.
And on that note, podcast ends here. It can all wait till next time. Our website's www.gamblinghouse.com. Bye.
Bye.